Hello?
Mr. Kissinger, sir.
Are you all
resident?
All ready for your trip?
I'm getting ready. I just got home. I left the office a little while ago. Getting things again.
Well?
I'll look in on you in the morning before I go away. I won't leave that little test in service.
Well,
I'm just struggling. Well, I wouldn't be very conciliatory with Mansfield.
I'm not going to be a goddamn bit conciliatory. On this, you should know that
I would say no. Because what these people have done is unconscious. One looks at the combination of flippers, the papers, and now this. It is unforgivable because everyone who wanted to make a record had a chance to do it on McGovern Hatfield. So they had their chance at it. And if it had stopped at that point, we would have been in good shape.
Well, we played it the best way we could.
We had no choice. I mean,
it doesn't tie us. It is misinterpreted in the negotiations.
That's right. But I'm beginning to wonder whether, as a basic strategy, at least from the way the foreign policy side looks to me, we had them on their knees last October. And whatever it was that didn't get us all the vote was, I think it had more to do with the economy.
Oh, it did.
And then we let them off the hook.
Yep. Well, we'll have
but we can still, we still
we'll
have to take hold, Todd.
We'll have them on their knees again.
But we have to start hollering treason.
Oh, I think so. I think so. I really can't do it.
No, no, but Agnew could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our people could do it, and then they'd have to defend themselves.
I wonder if Agnew shouldn't say something about that in private.
I think it'd be a good occasion. I think he should give a rip snorter of a speech, pointing out what happened this month.
In the morning, why don't you tell Buchanan what you think he ought to include in that respect? He's making a speech in Vietnam to the young Republicans. Just as good a place as any.
I think
it doesn't
so.
Make any difference with the foreigners.
I think
just lays it out there.
I think so. Because they have a desire to lose. They couldn't bear the thought that we bring this. They're not so worried about our getting out. They're worried about our getting out without psych ongoing communism.
Yeah. They're afraid it. They want us to get out and have it go communism.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Mainly because they want us to go.
Because that means you had failed. And they can say they would have done it faster.
Doing their best.
Well, except these papers are not helping us. I don't know, and in fact, our making such a tough fight helps us.
What?
Our public relations people don't like the fight we're making, but our making it makes it clear that we're not behind these revelations. I mean, even Kennedy is getting tough now.
Yeah.
I mean, these were the great Kennedy people who did all of this. Even in the Mac, in the Johnson administration, those were all Kennedy appointees.
Yeah, as it goes along, they're going to get us pretty well knocked and smeared up with this thing.
Well, and it's coming out anyway, bit by bit, over our opposition.
Yeah.
The Globe papers, the Boston Globe papers, now other tourists direct slap at Kennedy. Flosky, is now saying that Lars contributed to the assassination of Pierre on Kennedy's orders.
McCloskey is?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's nice.
So McCloskey is grieving with the one hand the Americans pretended to be his friend, on the other they were killing him, which happens to be true.
Yeah. Let him say it. That's a good one to say.
And it's now coming out from the sort of, if we said it, they'd accuse us of smear. But it's now coming out from the right people.
The beastmen
are coming out over our violent opposition.
Let's turn that. I agree. I'm trying to think we're loose. And any event, this is one of those things we just a totally irresponsible. Let me say, make your play. It may still work. Play it hard. Play it hard.
The President, I'm absolutely cold about this. We'll play it hard. You've suffered this thing to this point, and we're going to... And then we've got the other one, which is only 2 weeks away. And then when I come out to San Clemente on the 12th, we know what it's about.
Yes, sir.
And that time we'll enter it from another pal.
Right.
And then we've got our cards.
Know which we have and which we have?
We know which we have, which we have, what we can say, what we can't say. And then we've got another 2 months to play the fruit.
Okay, Henry.
Goodbye.